Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations, before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything. Guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is featuring one of you, our incredible listeners, who's heading on over to strshare.com, sharing all the aspects of your short-term rental with us so that we can share it here on the podcast, on our Instagram account, and I hate it when I say channel, to our entire email list. And then who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Peculiar Nest.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know. South Texas's premier lakeside birding lodge and permaculture garden.
Birding lodge.
And it is a birding lodge. They have over 900 five-star ratings.
Wow, wow, wow.
They have multiple properties.
Okay.
A couple of things that I just love is that they are going after birders. And they have, they just hosted a women's birding retreat. Love it. But want to share one thing that I really think a lot of hosts can learn from them, especially if you have multiple properties on the same property. In their about this space, they've done a really good job of just letting people know additional units, apartment style, and private rooms are available to meet our guests' varying needs. Please check out our other listings in the profile. Don't just think that your guests are gonna know to look at your profile and see alternatives. Point them there. And I love that they're saying, meet our guests' varying needs. That hospitality tone and voice is just coming across right there. So please, this is like marketing and sales 101. It's like, we are so close to things sometimes. We just think they're going to see, oh, I have multiple properties in my profile. Help your guest out. Maybe they didn't even think about bringing more people on this trip with them. But when they see that there's maybe another space, a different space, a larger space, a smaller space, they can get new ideas of like, oh, I didn't think about making this a family trip or a group trip, but now we can all stay on the same property. So that is just one sentence in there about this space that really is helping potential guests see all of the value in this property. And I love that Peculiar Nest has really went all in. You can see it throughout their design, throughout everything that they do, that they really are this paradise for birders. Well done at Peculiar Nest. Check them out if you're a birder, and even if you just want to check out their space.
I'm not a birder, but that sounds kind
of
cool.
No, I really want to go to the Peculiar Nest. They have, it's a waterfront. They have their own private lake also. So well done. Thanks for coming to our website and entering in your info. Hopefully we can visit you someday. Peculiar Nest.
All right. Let's chat about ChatGPT today. I can't believe we had an episode yet about ChatGPT.
I don't think so.
Which is kind of interesting because since it was, a couple years now, it has been such a big part of my daily work habits. And it's like moved into my personal life too.
Mm-hmm.
That I just can't believe we haven't shared this yet with our listeners.
Well, we are today. No time like the present.
So today we're going to go over the 6 different ways that we use ChatGPT in our short-term rental business.
And you can too.
Yes.
And stick with us. It is a lot of information. And I'll be honest, like I've been leaning into AI not as fast as Sarah. So she is like head in and I am more like she did a cannonball directly in. I'm doing more of a toe in.
Sounds about right.
So don't count yourself out.
No.
Slow and steady wins the race always. There is something here for you to, even on the free version, and it can be even Gemini, ChatGPT, any of the platforms, but please, we want you to make sure that you're implementing at least one tip from today's show.
Let's get to it.
Let's dig into tip one, listing optimization.
So your listing is the way that a potential booker can decide to stay with you. It is very important that it's optimized. And we actually just did we called it a boot camp, where we got a bunch of people, a lot of you who watch us on YouTube and who listen to us on the podcast, like joined us, which is really exciting.
Yeah, so make sure that you're a part of our newsletter so you can find out when these next boot camps
are coming. We'll put the link in the show notes to join that newsletter. But what we learned is I don't care how experienced you are, how long you've been doing this, like everyone who shared their listing with us, there was room for improvement.
And the reason you want to use ChatGPT for this is you should constantly be improving and optimizing your listing. And I mean, ask us, we've been doing this for so long. We've gone in and tweaked our listings over and over again. And sometimes you're just like, you're in search of someone else to help you, some new ideas. And that's where ChatGPT comes in. It's like, oh my gosh, it's a fresh set of eyes, a fresh brain, a fresh perspective. And it's like, it'll help you come up with ideas that you've maybe forgotten about, you can't see. So it's really just bringing on an additional team member to help you re-energize your title, the description. But really, it's just like we get so, in our own lane of doing this over and over again, it kind of, if you're like us, we kind of lack for new ideas. And it's just infusing so many ideas and helping us along the way.
But don't mistake us for it's not taking the replacement of us and our ideas and the personality that we bring to our listing. It's not doing that because we are prompting. We are working alongside the AI to help us reframe how we say so that it either flows better or uses different words that might be more engaging, or taking what we've done and saying, hey, have you also thought about this? You're going down this road, you're going down this direction. Here's another way to think about it if you want to go down that road further.
So we have some prompts here with us.
Yes.
That we are going to share with you the prompts that we give ChatGPT to help us with those high converting titles.
Okay, so let's talk about, it just said titles. The input would be, I need an Airbnb title under X characters. Right now it's 50, Airbnb allows us 50. My property is, describe the features. And here I love using the ChatGPT app because then I can press the little microphone and I can just sit back and just brain dump all the things I love in my short-term rental. I might look at the reviews and just say all the great things that people are saying in the reviews about it. Like, I can just free flow. A lot of people get choked up when you're in front of the keyboard. Like, I know my husband, like, hates typing, but he can talk, obviously, much more faster than he can type. So I've showed him the microphone ChatGPT app, and it's been so helpful. So the input would be, and I would do this via the app, not necessarily the desktop version, an Airbnb title under 50 characters. My property is, brain dump all the great features. Avoid using these specific words. It will then give you some ideas. Like, it'll give you so many bullet points. And then you can say, I want you to take bullet point number 1, 5, 7, and 9 and combine this aspect, and this aspect, right? Like, you can then, it's still you.
Mm-hmm. You can continue to prompt it. Like, that was the first idea. What's the next idea? The next idea. Sarah, we have the paid version. Can they do this with
you? Can
the free version?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, make sure.
All right.
You can.
And you can do it with other AI tools also. This the prompts you could use, Perplexity.
Well, there's like,
I don't even know.
The other AI, there's like Gemini with Google. Mm-hmm. I know there's Claude. A lot of people like Claude. Mm-hmm. I'm sure by the time like you're listening to this or watching this down the road, there'll be so many others.
But our business bestie right now is ChatGPT.
It is our business bestie. Yeah, sometimes you just have to decide on what you're going to use and become an expert at it. All right. The next aspect of how you can optimize your listing with ChatGPT or AI is creating an engaging listing description. There are two aspects of your listing description. There is what Annette and I like to lovingly call above the fold. Mm-hmm. This is what someone can read without clicking on Airbnb, those words, show more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you get 6 lines here. And we believe in not only optimizing the 6 lines, but not cluttering the 6 lines with a lot of fluff and too much like ooey gooey.
We'll just
narrative.
Say, this is where we like to bullet point. Boom, boom, boom.
I do.
And we would be remiss not to tell you that the percentage of users, bookers, potential guests using Airbnb's mobile app is now at 60%. Mm-hmm. So please be mindful that this above the fold, the smaller section, is we're getting even less real estate because so many people are searching on mobile.
Yes. So, and to that point, those 6 lines have to be engaging enough and give us all the things that we would need. So like, ooh, this is a high contender. I want to click show more to learn more about it. But this is where you could lose a potential booker if you're being too like, I'm going to use the word romantic. Like, you're just like reiterating stuff we already know. It's a 1-bedroom, 2-bath, whatever, overlooking the sloping,
or you
whatever.
Use ChatGPT to write your description, but didn't think about how the person is going to be viewing it. And here's the deal. We've seen people that don't even have anything in the description. So please, today, if you don't have something in the description,
fill it out.
Don't do that first.
Actually, during our Booked and Profitable Boot Camp that we did during our research, we learned that actually having around 800 characters in your description, those listings that have around 800 characters perform better than those that have less. So this is not a TLDR moment out there, okay? There are people who want to know a lot about your listing. So let's get to how ChatGPT can help you. Brain dump everything you love about your property. Provide ChatGPT with guidelines for your tone, your style, and the layout you prefer. The layout we prefer, I can tell you, is to section the, when you click show more, and it then opens up a much larger area to share more about your listing. We like to go room by room. So whether it's kitchen, living room, dining room, bedroom number 1, bedroom number 2, bathroom number 1, bathroom number 2. And we'll use those in all caps just to separate it. Then under that, we'll use dashes or bullet points and then something about that room, right?
Yeah. Like king
bed.
Bring it down now.
One dresser with 6 drawers. One closet, we provide 50 hangers. Like, I'm telling you, like, the more, and if I look at it in a glance, if I don't want to read a whole novel about your place, I can see everything that you offer. And so what you could do with ChatGPT is like go in room by room and just talk into your app and let it then make it into bullet points for you so you don't have to. And then for the what you can then do for the top 6 lines before you click show more, tell ChatGPT, I have 6 lines. I want this to be something that's really engaging. Highlight the amenities that separate me from my competition. I want it to be something that people can consume visually very fast and get that we are the place for them. So things that you can put up here would be your distance to different landmarks in your area.
For sure.
Amenities that stand you apart from your competition.
Maybe how much an Uber, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
What public transportation is available. Just as much information as you can give for those landmarks that they might be traveling to.
Tip number two is the guest communication and the hospitality voice. We all know it is like a never-ending, just new questions that come in from your guests. You know, we get those common ones. Can I check in early? Can I check out late? You know, what's the distance to this? Question here, question there. But we know there are new questions popping up each and every day. And maybe there are some questions that you just feel like you've answered a million times, like people wanting to discount, but they ask in like a different way with a different story or a different reason why. Mm-hmm. And your normal reaction probably doesn't fit the request. So this is what we do. We get like when we get stumped on those, or I'm just going to say it, like we just don't have the energy to come up with like, how do I respond to that and to that question? If you're like Sarah and I, like we're just going to say it. We probably overthink a lot of times of like, wait, how am I communicating this response? And that's where we go into ChatGPT and have that prompt of like, you know, give them the scenario. This is what the guest is asking. How can I respond with empathy, but a business voice, you know, just teeing it up and prompting it of how you want to reply. And the really like hidden genius here is it gives you a place to vent.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, like it gives you just this outlet. Cause a lot of times you need to, there's power in the pause and there's power in pausing instead of just directly responding to a guest. And this guest communication might be someone that's currently in your home and maybe there's been some friction, you know? So having that pause of just asking ChatGPT to help you along, also kind of like therapy and having like a business bestie, someone that you can bounce ideas off of. So that's the other thing that we want to theme like this whole conversation of using it to be your business partner.
This is a great area too, where it's best to know thyself. For example, I can get a little direct. I can get a little blunt in my response. And it wasn't until someone told me like, hey, that was a little aggressive. I'm sometimes told I'm aggressive. And that's all. It's actually really good information for me to know, because I don't want my guests to feel any other certain way other than I want the best for their stay. And sometimes the best for their stay means saying no to their request or needing to.
Because maybe it's a safety and collaborative,
right,
something
it's
like
a
that.
Safety issue. Maybe they're asking for more guests or they found something.
So a lot of, I mean, it always boils down to, you know, the safety and comfort of our guests.
Right.
But
so being able to go to ChatGPT and not only saying I need to respond to this in a way that's empathetic and professional, but please understand that I tend to be blunt in my responses and I'd like to soften that.
Right.
So also giving ChatGPT a little bit of here's my weakness. Can you help me overcome it?
And what you want to do here, literally, you want to copy paste. OK,
yeah.
So if you have you just don't want to give ChatGPT maybe the most recent message. Like if you've had kind of some back and forth with a guest, copy paste all of that. So you kind of get the narrative there of like, here's the conversation. This is what's been happening. And then talk it through that way. So don't just describe it to ChatGPT.
No.
Like give ChatGPT the conversation. This is where copying, pasting and giving exactly what's been happening, what your responses have been, what their questions have been, copy paste.
Yeah. So that's what I would do. I would like pick up my phone. I would be on Airbnb. I would copy the question from the guest. I would then paste it into ChatGPT. And then right when I paste it, I might say at the end of that paste, hang tight before you respond. I want to send you a voice memo of what I want the response to be with some prompts. Mm-hmm. Press send. Usually it'll say something like, okay, I'll wait for your response. And then I'll press the microphone. And that's where I will brain dump. I will maybe say, I'm frustrated because of this, but I want the outcome to be this. I tend mm-hmm. to be blunt, but I'd like to be more empathetic and soft in my tone, but professional and firm. So here's what I want the solution to be. Here's what I want them to feel like. And here's what I want to say, if you can just take all these prompts and see a response. It's like
game changer, like come
so
like
good.
Things that you would have never, ever, ever thought of. And,
yeah,
you know, people will probably have feelings like about this, but it is the computer response. And so what's great about ChatGPT is they don't have that connection to the home like we do.
Right.
It's not as personal. It's not their biggest investment. So and that's actually a really great perspective to have and to feed in while you're hosting.
Sometimes I might say, hey, this happened. Here's my perspective. If you were an expert in customer service and seeing it from all angles, am I missing a perspective that my guest might
really
see
that's
that
really
I haven't seen? And I will have a conversation with the computer, having it be my business bestie or being that other perspective of like, hey, let's advocate for the guest. Is there another way for me to think about this that I'm not thinking about because either I'm emotionally attached to the home, maybe I had a really tough morning. Anything can like impact our responses. So I would also use ChatGPT to help you think of other perspectives that you're not considering.
And quite frankly, ChatGPT isn't worn down.
You're right.
So we've just, you know, it gets, maybe it's an issue that you've just had over and over and over again, but your guest doesn't know that, and nor does ChatGPT. So it's just really helpful. And another, with that guest communication, we also have ChatGPT help us responding to potential negative reviews. You know, we, TFE pro tip is always respond to every single review, positive and negative.
Let's dig in that really quick as a little bonus tip for everyone.
Right.
I was actually just, we're advising a property management company right now, and I noticed that they hadn't responded to any of the reviews, and I shared, and they're like, well, isn't that something a VA could do? And I actually challenge anyone who might think that that's a VA's job. I know when I used to work at a 5-star hotel, Midtown Manhattan, our DM would always respond to every single review on any OTA that mattered, right? Like, it is the GM's responsibility to understand the heartbeat of the hotel, and the response from your customers is the most important pulse that you can pay attention to. So while it feels administrative and repetitive, it is something that I think is imperative for any owner of any business to be a part of that. Maybe down the line, and not that any of you are there yet, but maybe down the line you might have an admin like aggregate all the reviews for you in some sort of spreadsheet and like what they responded, but at least reviewing them from that point of view, I think it's good to be actually in the dashboard.
So wait, is our new TFE pro tip not only review all the reviews, but you personally review all the reviews of the review?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's on first? Who's reviewing the reviews? It's like review the review of the review.
It's important.
It is important.
Okay. Now I'll get off that soapbox and let's talk about putting the guest feedback or the negative review, again, you guessed it, into ChatGPT. Specify how you want to address the issue while maintaining professionalism. Because I'll tell you this, that guest who left that review, your response is not for them. It is for the next guest who is considering your place.
Absolutely.
And so if
Say that again.
Yeah, it's not important. The person who left the review. It is for the next person who is like me.
You are reading marketing. All the reviews. You are marketing to the person that is potentially going to choose you for their stay. And you know how this goes. All of us have done this recently. All of us have gone to a restaurant, looked at the reviews. All of us have went to Amazon and looked at the reviews. And so it's that future purchaser who is reviewing those. So you are responding and they are the ones that are going to look at how you responded.
And it's not helpful if you let your emotions of like proving that guest wrong or being like you are whatever, like their perception's reality.
Yeah, it's not helpful.
No. And I'm telling you, like anyone who promises you that they can remove like Airbnb negative reviews, like is lying to you, because it is the consumer's right to leave a review as long as they actually stay. And like, I don't want to get into that whole thing here, but so getting emotional about it is not going to help you. You need to, if you were at fault or you did something that you can improve on, I usually say, absolutely, the construction noise was loud. Construction ended as of this date. And at this point, this is better. And this is better because of this, you know, whatever. Or the guest is right. The dishwasher stopped working. We weren't able to fix it until after their stay. But we can tell you that we have a new dishwasher installed if you'd like to see any sort of documentation. If you're concerned, we'd be happy. You know what I mean? Like to address the issue. And so if you see or feel yourself getting heated, like literally hot inside when you see a negative review come through, give it to the computer.
It's okay. And it's not
if, the bot.
It's not if, it's when.
Yes.
And it's okay. It's room for improvement. It's room for improvement. Yes. Give it to the bot.
Yeah.
Give it to the bot.
That'll help you.
Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That is not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, They're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
Annette, have you ever noticed how much time and energy goes into managing those small but essential tasks, like getting the trash bins out to the curb and back?
Totally. Trash valet is one of those things that has to get done every single time, no exceptions. But you don't want to ask your guests. They're there to enjoy their stay, not take on chores like taking out the trash. And cleaners, either they have too much on their plate or they may not even be there that day.
Hosts, if this sounds familiar, let us introduce you to Fido. Fido specializes in bin-to-curb trash valet, making sure your bins are where they need to be on time, every time.
And Fido doesn't stop there. They also handle excess trash hauling and pre-stay inspections with tech-enabled systems designed specifically for short-term rental hosts. So you aren't left wondering, did the trash bins actually get taken to the curb?
And right now, TFE listeners can get their first month of bin-to-curb service completely free.
So what are you waiting for? Head to getfido.com/TFE to sign up today and see how Fido can take those small but essential tasks off your plate.
Because when you hand off the small tasks, you gain the time and focus to grow your business where it really matters.
Tip number three, use it to shop your competition.
What do you mean by shop your competition, Annette?
You need to know who you're competing with in your market. And look, it's collaboration over competition, but we got to get these lookers to book.
Right. And they want to book with us.
Yes. And so we know everyone here that pays attention to Thanks for Visiting. You're the best in your market. You want to be the best in your market. And the only way you can be the best is if you're shopping your competition. You gotta know who you're up against.
So this is what you can do. So go on Airbnb and go to the map view. And if you want, you can filter to other rentals that are similar in bed and bath count to you.
Yes, we would start with your exact, you know, as close to your bed, bathroom as a competitor as possible.
And then once those competitors pop up on the map, click into them, go to their reviews, and copy page, I would say one, page two, page three of their reviews, and then paste it into ChatGPT. And you can do this as much as you like. Maybe you get 3, 4, 5 different competitors. And then once you paste it, before you press enter, you're going to say to ChatGPT, what do guests love about these properties? What complaints are mentioned consistently? What amenities are repeatedly praised? And then you will press enter and ChatGPT will spit out
your data analyst.
Yes, all of the, it'll aggregate and pull out all those, the answers to those questions. What guests love? What are the complaints? What amenities are mentioned? And then whatever they complained about, how can I solve that problem? Or maybe I don't have that problem at my short-term rental. So you can use the fact that you don't have that problem in your title, in your above the fold listing description, maybe in your photos, you lead with it, whatever that might be, and say, hey, you're going to find this if you book with those guys. But with us, you're not going to have that issue.
And you can use that information that you already got earlier from tip number one, you know, taking your new description and having ChatGPT do the comparison for you. Hey, here's my listing. Can you take what my listing, what the advantages are versus what the competitors don't have, and
it can even like help you highlight the things that, again, where you might have blinders on.
Right.
This is where it's the art and the science. Like, you know what you know about your property, but put that description of what you're putting in to the world on Airbnb versus what ChatGPT gave you about the competition, and see how you line up. I think that's a helpful way, because again, sometimes we are just too close to our properties.
Or we think something that we have isn't an amenity, or we think it's not special.
Yes.
But once you, again, ask the robot, and then give it all the information of what your competitors are doing.
Should we call it the B&B bot?
The B&B bot.
Ask your B&B bot.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Let's do it.
We should create that. Okay.
And then with all that information, another prompt you can feed to your B&B bot is, what amenities do my competitors have that consistently get mentioned? What can I offer that would make my property stand out? So have it give you ideas like, hey, no one's doing XYZ. No one's offering a EV charger. No one has a hot tub in your area.
And yeah, you can even prompt the B&B bot about dollar amounts too. What is an amenity under $250 that I could add that would enhance my property? What is an amenity over? And see if it can like help you come up with things via all these reviews that you could add to your property. I mean, really, the possibilities are endless. Tip 4, automations and operational efficiencies. Sarah, let's go. Let her rip. I know this is your favorite thing to talk about.
Now, there are endless new plugins and apps. If you're using a PMS of like AI, that will do this for you.
It's built in.
Mm-hmm. Great. You pay for it. But we're here to tell you that if you're just using Airbnb, they do offer templates that are built in that you can just fire off when people ask you certain questions. So like Wi-Fi, anything, truly anything. And so you could use ChatGPT to build out these templates for you, plug them into your Airbnb templates, and that way, moving forward, when guests ask you that question, or if you see you're getting a lot of questions about, can I have early check-in, late check-out? We kind of talked about this earlier. You can create the template after ChatGPT tells you what to say. You put it in Airbnb, and then you have it ready to go. As you advance to like a PMS, maybe you're advertising your rental on a lot of OTAs, you get a PMS, you could pay for an AI, like I'm going to call it a plugin or integration to it. But you could also just, again, do your own templates and then fire them off so that you don't have to think each time, right? And save yourself some money. So you can create automated response templates for common questions, again, like check-in, check-out, Wi-Fi information, the local recommendations, and you can tell ChatGPT to keep it in your voice. And what does your voice mean? I want to give the example, Annette, of Coach Wendy.
Okay.
So we have a coach in our mastery. Her name is Wendy. Wendy is incredible at co-hosting. Wendy, why you love Wendy?
She's witty.
She's sassy.
Witty
in the
Wendy.
Best way. She's witty.
She's funky. She's got, yeah.
She's blunt, but in a good way.
And there's like a sprinkle of comedy.
There's a sprinkle of comedy in her voice. And so she's done a really good job. When you stay with Wendy, when she talks to you throughout her property, whether it's the
pool heat
or the pool safety.
The
She's
trash.
Got the wristband that you wear if you're like the water watcher, right? So it's safety, but she gets you to engage with it, because when she's talking to you through her copy,
her personality comes through. Mm-hmm.
On the refrigerator, it has her welcome sheet. It's like one sheet of paper, and that is like her brand voice. So what she can start doing is, when you're talking to ChatGPT, you can tell it, pay attention to my wit, pay attention to the little bits and pieces of comedy, pay attention to my cadence, and try to recreate that in the copy. And I want you to do that in ChatGPT. You can create a whole project where you tell it how you want it to spit out the copy, and it'll always use that voice.
It'll be on brand.
Yes. And so that is what you can do. Now, that might be a paid feature with ChatGPT, and who knows down the road, but I'm telling you, if you can really harness that voice and have this always spit it out for you,
it's having a full-time customer service rep on your team
who you have like
trained,
really trained. Yeah,
that's not ever going to speak out of being tired or sick or late or just not there.
Now let's talk about the next topic here under this umbrella of operational efficiency and automation, which is
I'm not even going to call it what it is because you all get so like stressed about it, but just creating checklists for the things that you do in your business. Some people might call them SOPs, standard operating procedures, but then people get all bent out of shape and you think it's this big complicated
I don't like it. Procedure. I don't like SOPs. See, I like checklists.
But it's the same.
I know.
But call it what you want. Call it what makes you happy.
Yeah, call it what makes you happy.
Actually, call it what makes... Call it,
what
name
makes
it.
You
name
get it done.
Yes. Name it, because I do believe words matter. So name it what is going to encourage you to get it done.
Yeah.
There. I do agree with you on that. All of these things need to be done. So if it's a checklist, if it's an SOP, go with it. So,
again, you can buy software that has, like, let's get the number one checklist out of there, the cleaning checklist, okay? What needs to be done to clean your specific property?
Each and every time.
Each and every time. So we recommend that you do it yourself. And so while you're doing it, you could talk to your ChatGPT app, your B&B app.
Your B&B bot.
Your B&B bot. And say, now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing this. And just keep adding to it. And when you're done, say, great, I want you to aggregate this into an entire checklist that anyone who follows it will understand.
So beautiful.
And what you could even do, like, again, I said create a project within ChatGPT and say, I'm going to add to this over the course of 3 cleanings. It might change a little bit. I want you to take everything and put it in the best order possible. So, but then it can go beyond it. It can go into your inspection checklist. It can go into how you optimize your listing every 3 months, every 6 months, so that if you hire a VA, you now have a checklist,
an SOP,
for how they can just be you and do the things that you would do to get it done.
Love it.
It's so good. And you can create checklists for everything, and you should.
Honestly. Now I'm like, I need to do some of these for my personal
head. Because, here's the thing, though. When we get upset, this is actually happening right now with a company that we're working with. They get frustrated that... I don't understand. I've said this before, and this isn't happening. They're not understanding it. They're not picking it up. And most of the time, it's at the fault of the educator. It's at the fault of the trainer. There's something that you're not doing
that's
clear.
Communication.
Right.
It always comes back to communication.
So here's what you need to do. When you create this checklist, first of all, you do it, right? That's step one. You do it. You then create the checklist, and you have the person you're training, your trainee, watch you do it. And then you hand off the baton, you watch them do it.
Are you talking about cleaning or just anything?
Anything.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Anything. But
what if you're not in person?
If you're not in person?
Zoom and screen share?
Yes. You figure out a way. Like, I'm not going to tell you, like, well, then you get to just skip it.
No, it's either Zoom. I'll tell you. It's Zoom and screen share. Or they can Loom themselves doing it, send it to you, and then review if there's a time zone.
That's not a Lumen.
It's a recording software that can record your screen. You can talk.
Figure it out, I guess is what I'm going to say to you. Mm-hmm. Watch them do it or have them do it. Take pictures of it. And what questions do they have? Refine your checklist, your SOP. And you know what I mean? Like, you can't just expect someone to, like, embody you. You really have to give them the tools. But ChatGPT will make it so much easier.
So much easier. Tip 5, pricing strategy and revenue management. Let's talk money to our B&B bot. Let's dig into ChatGPT and have it help us make more money.
Obviously, again, disclaimer throughout this whole, all this content here is you can buy software that has this built into it. But let's say you're just starting out or you want to maybe do this alongside your software.
Yeah, alongside for sure.
So obviously,
enhance the current software.
Trust but verifies. Dynamic pricing software will give you all these answers. So I know there are some of you out, the Sarahs out there are being like,
the dynamic pricing software doesn't support you.
I get you all because I am you.
But if you're a host, you really need to understand. So let's talk about the first one.
Yes.
Understanding events, you know, large spikes in demand for your area. So really, when you prompt ChatGPT about the events, you can ask them, like, what events are coming to town over X amount of visitors? You are not just asking, but you're going to receive the answers of when these events are, who is attending these events. And then you really get to understand the who, what, why of those events. So when you start to get, this is where you get the leg up on the competition. When someone has a booking inquiry, maybe, or just an instant book,
you can respond to them with hospitality, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're coming in for, you know, XYZ event. It looks so fun. It looks like there's going to be a ton of, you can put some personality into it because you actually understand the event. So think about it. No, like a hotel front desk, when that is a spike, like they know who was coming in, why they're coming in, and they talk to you about it. The concierge talks to you about it. You can do that as the host if you are in the know on what is coming to town. So you can already be that voice and know. So you're not caught off guard of like, oh, I didn't even know that was happening here. Trust us, there are so many concerts, conventions that I never ever would know about or have any knowledge of if it wasn't for, well, first the history of us doing short-term rentals, but now letting the technology help us.
Here's what I would do. For example, there is a website here in Columbus. It's Experience Columbus. So I would tell ChatGPT, I would paste the URL and I would say, I want you to use the resources on this website page. I want you though to tell me of the events they talk about, which ones bring in more than 1,000 visitors to downtown Columbus specifically. And then I want you to tell me of those events, which ones happen annually and which ones are new to the activities this year. This way, especially if you do this at the beginning of the year, you can get a good understanding of, hey, is that oldie but goodie event still happening that I capitalized on last year?
Mm-hmm.
And am I going to be able to anticipate a spike or a decrease in revenue because this one event isn't coming back? Or, you know, like different things like that. You can also just get a better understanding of oldie but goodies, repetitive events, and ones that are new this year. Because a lot of times those websites that are local to you will tell you all the events, but not all of them are going to bring a lot of people or a lot of people to the area that's close to your short-term
rental. Right. That's
going to
move the needle for you too. Because you can see like which events bring in the most out-of-town travelers. You know, if it's a local event, that's a lot of local traffic, might not impact your rental.
You can also ask ChatGPT things for your booking trends, things like, what are booking trends for short-term rentals in my city or area? And it can provide insights on average booking windows, popular booking days and check-in days, and then different seasonal demand fluctuations. Maybe you're even analyzing a new market.
Contemplating, right. Contemplating buying in a new area would be excellent.
And obviously, like, you can get information from websites like AirDNA, but again, it can't hurt to just add more information to your analysis. So I think that it'll help you inform with strategic pricing adjustments based on market trends and staying competitive. And like Annette said, you can even use that information. Maybe you can tell ChatGPT, okay, now take all these events and my booking window is usually about 14 days. I want you to craft me titles for each major event.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Within my booking window that would actually attract people to book with me that are coming for that event, and then tell me the dates that I should put on my calendars to go into my listing and change the title. Like, now we can like start weaving together all this information that we're doing separately with ChatGPT.
It's just up-leveling, up-leveling, up-leveling.
Yeah.
So the sixth and final tip is email marketing.
Because so many hosts get held up on what to say.
You don't even, and where email is. You don't even have to worry about it. You've got your friend,
your B&B bot.
ChatGPT, your B&B bot that is going to help you write emails. All right. Couple of things here. I do this. We do this. I have some emails that I love getting. I have a folder in my Gmail like that are
like
my I have inspo emails. Yes, I do. And you can take those inspo emails that you like, maybe from, and it doesn't even have to be from a hotel or a short-term rental. It can just be any email that you receive. That can be your inspiration, and you can put that into ChatGPT. Let's give the prompts, Sarah, of how they could use the inspo and the prompts to help them write emails. Well, the first thing is you need to be collecting emails from your guests.
Yeah.
That's first of all. So
that's a whole other.
And we have plenty of videos on that, so make sure to check those out. But you obviously need to be collecting your guest emails in order to do this.
I think the most important thing is, maybe we should do a video about this, but training your bot on your brand voice so you don't have to tell it each and every time what your brand voice is, especially if you level up to the paid version. You can give it parameters about, you can give it your website, you can give it who you are, your family is, what kind of guests you have with, you have stay with you often, things about you, whether you're like Wendy, we were talking about host Wendy, where she's witty and sassy and a sprinkle of comedy.
Yeah, you can store all that information.
Or maybe you are more romantic and expressive and like you love like a longer narrative or whatever that is. It is helpful because we talk about this a lot through all the six steps of putting in your brand voice. If we're going to save you time by using a bot, let's like take it to that next level and have it know no matter when you give it a prompt, you always want to respond in your brand voice. So that's number one and most important. And then I would actually take tip five, where we talked about local events, plug it into this one too, and say, I want you to create 12 emails for me that would go out to my guests within our booking window that highlight these events that are going to attract a lot of guests to our area to tell them, hey, this is happening in our area. We'd love to come see you for it. Like that's one prompt you can give it. You can also, let's say you're going back to guests who have stayed with you before and you could feed it. I mean, you can get really detailed and feed it about the guest behavior, maybe feed the conversation you had with the guest on Airbnb or the time of the year that they stayed and you want them to come back, whatever information you want to give it. But so many hosts get hooked up or held up on writing the email, what to say. Let the bot do it for
you. Yeah, and let it, and it might just be idea generating for you.
Yeah.
Just, this is where, again, you have to get creative. We have to put some of the work in. We have given you, we've given you so many ideas, but it's really just to spark you to take action. So on one of these, please, just take action on one of these today. It will really impact your business. And honestly, I can share, like, Sarah uses ChatGPT way more than I do, but it's because she's way more comfortable. And I have to just keep using it more and more. And more I use it, the more comfortable I'm getting as it also being my business bestie. So really just start somewhere. Start with the free version. Just start, start slow and steady. Slow and steady wins the race. So start with one of these tips and then lean into it because it really can be an extra team member for you, someone else for you to work out solutions with. It is game changing. The future is now, and we don't want you to be left behind by not utilizing it.
That's what I want to say as we wrap this up is, and you might disagree with us, and that's okay. We can absolutely have a conversation about it, but I believe it's not going anywhere.
No, it's just going to be more and more. Like, I'm trying to figure out how do I harness it for all of the things. And it's just like, it would be like us not using
email,
the internet to help.
Right.
It's like, hey, Sarah, let's go to the phone book and figure out who to help. Who we need to fix our HVAC.
Well,
who should we call?
Laugh about it, but I'm sure there was a time when the internet was introduced or cell phones were introduced where you could make business calls from anywhere. You didn't have to be at a landline anymore or sending emails versus mailing something out. There's a point in which major advancements happen and there are people who adapt and run with it. And there are people who stick to their guns and don't make those changes. So I just think that if you're not at least trying once a week to do something with AI.
Some sort of AI, right?
Sort of, and just, you know, especially if it's really hard for you to adopt new technology, know that about yourself and just make a really tangible thing to do each week. What do I want to say here?
Just an action item.
I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
Right. And you can't check it off your list.
To prompt. I'm going to get some prompts together and figure out a way for it to help me. Like, just that's the thing is, like, it's going to make your life so much easier.
It really will. And there are ways to make it work for you and your personality type. But let's recap really quick the six ways that we use ChatGPT in our Airbnb business. And we know that you could too and really benefit from it. But it's optimizing your listing, building out your guest communication, brand voice, and having it help you answer or respond to difficult conversations, how to shop competitors and analyze what guests love about your competitors and what they don't love about your competitors. Building out operational efficiencies, i.e. checklists, pricing strategy and start making you that revenue manager that I know is within you, and then building out your email marketing plan, which is really just sending a friend, i.e. your guest, an email to invite them to come
welcome
stay
back
with you. Yeah, or welcoming them back. So it's not just a tool. ChatGPT is like another team member that's very affordable. Sometimes it's free, depending on how much you use it. And it really will start helping you learn how to work with another team member if you are a solopreneur or experience what it would be like to have a virtual assistant if you're VA curious. So I'm excited what it can do for your business and how it can help you.
get through it all. So with that, I am Sarah Karakinen.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Growing your team is not just about freeing up your time. It's a sign that your business is really taking off. I know when we finally decided it was time to hire, and it was such a nerve-wracking decision to make, but when we did, we could have never imagined the positive impact it would have on our time and on our goals.
I think a lot of us feel that we should be able to handle everything ourselves, but there's power in knowing when to bring in help. And that's where Extent Team comes in. They're experts in providing remote team members who specialize in hospitality and understand the unique needs of the short-term rental world, like guest communication, reservations, and even bookkeeping.
And here's the thing. Hiring isn't just about doing more. It is about doing better. With a team, you get to focus on what you're great at, while your Extend team member supports you on the rest. It's a win-win that helps you keep growing while keeping your standards high.
So if you're ready to bring on a team member and really level up, check out Extend Team. They make hiring easy, professional, and empowering, and you won't believe how affordable they've made it for hosts with one property or hosts with multiple properties.
Click the link in the show notes to book your free demo today with Extend Team and see how they can support your hosting business.